already. It's Leaving Mellow. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is you do at 11, but whatever it is you do do, I'm happy that you're doing that do and that you decided to do that do with me. This 10-second segment is going to be called In the Hood I Grew Up In. All right? So yesterday I didn't have the occasion to voice my opinion with regards to the video that I saw circulating widely now in social media by the hands of some young black man that thought that driving a car over some young black woman was appropriate in a society where there are things like law and order. Well, in the segment called In the Hood I Grew Up In, let me tell you this. You ought not ever better try something like that. The rules are simple. In this war, women and children are off limits. And so in the hood I grew up in, from the altercation in the yard began. See, I always tell women, all women are allowed 2 complimentary slaps. All right? The first one is because I didn't think you would really do it. The second one is because I really think I deserve it. All other slaps after that, it is an assault. All right? And so I always tell women, do not make it a practice assaulting men. That aside, I always tell men that we have a fiduciary obligation to ensure that we protect the children around us and the women around us. And when you start to fight her like a man, then I would like to show you a man you could fight. Or lend you one man to fight since you can't find one. And so would all of the men in the surrounding area in the hood I grew up in. There would just simply be no way in the hood I grew up in that kind of thing would ever happen. I'm not saying that violence wouldn't have been the outcome. I'm not saying that someone would not have been run over by a car. What I assure you is that the ambulance was going to be taking someone from there. But it wasn't gonna be her in the hood I grew up in. When you decide, particularly if you are not from among this area, when you decide to bring that violence into my community, I now have to meet that force with force. And I have to ensure that you never, ever, ever consider letting the little green man on your shoulder tell you that it is okay to visit this on the hood I grew up in. So I have words for you, and they are very simple. If you play with this, my admonishment to you is simple. Mister, put your hands them up. Because we throwing hands at this point. And I don't want you to say, I didn't give you a chance to put your hands up. And so, I mean, this is Angliston, man. This is Key West Street, right? Angliston has a special affinity in my heart. I'm a mini street boy. I'm telling you all now, I don't know if the rules on Key West Street change. Don't try this on mini street. And we could be okay. Because in the hood I grew up in, it's not gonna happen that way. All right? And I think that ought to be a general tune for men everywhere. You have a right to protect the area you live in. All right? So I serve this notice to anybody that have the green man talking to them. Don't go mini street with that kind of foolishness there. All right? Now that that's out of my chest, I'm joined in studio this morning by David Williams and Mr. Henry Johnson. I tell them they sound like Auckland's Islanders to me. But Mr. Johnson said, no, I'm from Etchett Bay. I say, you are absolutely correct. And they are here because they like I, care very much about what is happening with men in this country? What is exactly happening with the involvement and the inclusion of men in the development of our society? And I want to say that it is my doctrine that the black man is probably the most hunted animal on the planet. Everyone, in my estimation, wants to kill the black man. The white man want to kill him. The white woman want to kill him. The system wants to kill him. Black women want to kill him. Black men want to kill him. So who exactly is out here looking out for man in general, but more closely to my heart, the black man? As I argue, he is beginning to become an endangered species. The ones that we are not losing to, interestingly, medical things that are just naturally more likely to happen in black men. Like, I learned this thing last year, that there is a disease called interstitial lung disease, right? That somehow just happens because you're black. Isn't this amazing? When you look at the prison system, when you look at a system that has been putting men in jail without the right to bail for, what is it, 10 years? That system predominantly was inflicted upon the black man. The financial system is out to get him. And if you're not cautious, you would sometimes think that the family court system is out to get him. And so who is the friend? Who is the friend of the black? And when I hear my female colleagues go on and on and on and on and on and on and on about how unfairly women are treated and how unfairly the rights are as it relates to women, here is what I tell them. They have woman rights.
Yes, sir.
They got children rights.
Mm-hmm.
They got gay rights.
Mm-hmm.
They got minority rights.
Yes.
They got animal rights.
Yes, right.
I hear man rights yet.
Amen. I say loud amen to that.
All right. And so my guests are in studio because they've come. They've come to defend the man them. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, tell me about your organization. Where are you guys from and what it is you are interested in getting done?
Well, good morning, Levon, and good morning, our listeners out in the Bahamas. My name is Henry Johnson. I'm the Male Desk Program Coordinator in the Department of Gender and Family Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
My primarily objective, my job, is to deal with male affairs.
Mm-hmm.
So all things male comes through me.
Okay.
So I've partnered always with the International Men's Day Bahamas Committee, mm-hmm, in regards to promoting healthy aspects of male in the society.
Okay.
And this week, mm-hmm, we are culminating by celebrating a week of activities, which will culminate on Friday and Saturday for International Men's Day.
When is International Men's Day?
Our International Men's Day is a day that is celebrated and observed by 80 countries around the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was founded by Dr. Jerome Tilak Singh. Mm-hmm. He is a professor at the University of the West Indies in Trinidad and Tobago.
Tilak Singh.
Okay. Yes. And back in the early 90s, he wrote letters to the various leaders of the countries around the Caribbean and the United Nations asking why men don't have a day to celebrate men.
Mm-hmm.
I see women celebrating. I see girls celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
See the world celebrating. Mm-hmm. But ain't no one celebrating men.
They even got a day for brownie.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in his petition, mm-hmm, he said, listen to me, men needs to be celebrated for what they do, if only one day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Let the positivity of what men do be celebrated.
Okay.
And from 1999, moving forward, a day was placed on the calendar, November 19th, and it was synonymous because that was his father's birthday,
mm-hmm,
to celebrate his father. But from that day, moving forward, International Men's Day was birthed. Mm-hmm. It was started years before, but it fell off.
Right.
And it started ever since in 99, ever since. Now, the Bahamas,
mm-hmm,
with the International Men's Day Committee, which Dave will get into,
mm-hmm,
you're now going to celebrate its fourth installment in the Bahamas.
So we have a 20, 1989 to 2009 is 10, to 2019 is 20. So 2021 is about 22 years.
Yes.
So we catching up. We 18 years behind. Okay.
So Dave will now elaborate from where the Bahamas International Men's Day Committee is all about.
Okay.
And I just want to say good morning to those persons listening in. Dave Williams. I wear three hats here.
Okay.
I am the founder and director of a program called Uplifting Men. Mm-hmm. That's why I said to you, Levan, what I said when we walk in the studios. Mm-hmm. I believe in uplifting the men.
Mm-hmm.
I also serve as a director of Prison Fellowship Bahamas, as a member of the board. And I serve on the committee for the International Men's Day Bahamas Committee. Now, I want to say my role here is different in the sense that you started out talking about the incident that happened. Everybody talks about what happened with young Bella.
Mm-hmm.
And I too sympathize with all that happened. But when I saw the video, I watched it once and I could not watch it again from an emotional perspective. But the other side of it, I've spent 20 years in the prison giving ministry to men. And I realized the gentleman who allegedly killed Bella, the same gentleman, chances are I will encounter him in prison.
Okay.
Where is this year? Where is next year? And I realized that I would have to remove the emotion and be able to still minister to him spiritually and also share from a emotional, psychological, whatever way. Mm-hmm. Right. So I just said it to say that's something I have to always seek to set my emotions aside and remember with the service.
Mm-hmm.
But folks, as part of International Men's Day Bahamas Committee, the then opposition leader, Philip Brave Davis, was traveling. He saw it taking place. I can't remember if it was in Trinidad.
Jamaica.
Trinidad. And he asks, why is this not happening in the Bahamas?
Mm.
And when he came back, he gave the mandate to the president, Mr. Keith Cox, and also Terrence Bethel. Terrence Bethel contacted myself.
Is this Terrence the late?
The late, right, yes. He contacted myself because he knew I was always involved in men's ministry.
Okay.
And we had our initial first meeting. And we began with a march in 2018 from the Southern Recreation Grounds all the way down to the Awaki.
Mm-hmm.
And the then opposition leader, Philip Brave Davis, was our keynote speaker, along with the then Senator, Frederick Mitchell. And interestingly, that Friday coming, International Men's Day, Mr. Philip Brave Davis, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, the now Prime Minister, will be our keynote speaker.
Wow.
And the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Honorable Frederick Mitchell, will be doing a presentation to the family of Terrence Bethel. But we have a number of events planned. Last night, we were in the Anglican community. And so that launched, as a matter of fact, Sunday, we had another talk show where we talked about men's health, spiritual, mental, physical. We had Dr. Sean Knowles talked about men's health. Dr. L.V. McMillan talked about the spiritual health.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Donovan Roll talked about the physical aspect. And so tomorrow night, we're having a youth forum, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Chapel on the Hill. It's outdoor. You can drive up and participate in this. The young people will be talking. How can we better our relationships between boys and girls? And then Friday, as we said, there's a ceremony planned at the International Men's Day Bahamas Committee Wall, just west at the Thomas Robinson Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday night, there's another forum where adults will now be able to discuss how can we, as men, women, improve better our relationships between one another. Because I am sure if there were some communication skills, there was some anger management, some conflict resolution, the incident that we all saw on social media could have went a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, on Saturday, there's a social. We're inviting all men, dominoes, checkers, dominoes, what else?
Backgammon.
They're going to be prizes at the park on Bozine Town. It's from 4 to about 6 p.m. And so we just want to invite men. Come down. Be a part of it. Let's be open. Let's talk. Let's share. Men have experiences. Men have challenges. Who are they going to talk to? Mm-hmm. I want to share an incident. After I left the radio station Sunday, I went to the transitional home. That's a house where we have for men who have been incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And when they are free and they need a place to stay, we put them up. Mm-hmm. Young man came and he said, Mr. Williams, President Sands and Denver Pratt, who's the manager. He said, I have an anger issue. Mm-hmm. He said, I spent 22 years at the Department of Corrections, then was called a Majesty Prison, because I had an anger issue and I killed someone. And he says, I'm acknowledging I have an anger problem. I need help. I was able to call Dr. Sean Knowles right away. Dr. Sean Knowles spoke with the gentleman and arranged for some counseling as a first step. So I'm just saying we need to reach our men. Don't pull them down. Let's lift them up.
I appreciate that. We got to go to a break. Listen, David Williams and Mr. Henry Johnson are here. The man them got day now. I don't know what's happening. This is new to me.
Yes, sir.
So International Man's Day is something we have to look into. I believe these gentlemen could tell us how we all could be a part. Let's see if we could figure it out. Don't move. Leaving Miller is here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be back.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance,
peace of mind. At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Thank you for staying with me. Levin Miller is here. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's a station for fresh news and smart talk. But that means that I'm unleashed on your radio, and it also means that it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. We're talking about International Men's Day. Interestingly, the Bahamas has been doing it for 4 years. I've only heard whispers in the wind about it up to this point. But I'm so happy to know that it's something that is growing and has been consistently growing, because if it's the fourth year, then certainly it means that we've made it this far. Hopefully it continues to go. And you said you have a bunch of events planned, but are men even interested in congregating? Are men interested in... You see, I have this philosophy, right? That we live in a society where they condition our boys to take abuse. Let me walk you through my theory. A man goes to school to study psychology. He never been to tire change in school. Right? He's out, the guy get a flat tire. Granted, he's a man, but he's a psychologist. He ain't no tire changer, right? You tell the fella, well, you ain't gonna get out and clean and change the tire. No, he's a psychologist. But ain't you supposed to be man? Yes, a psychologist man. Right? And now his manhood is depreciated,
yes,
for his lack of knowledge.
Right.
And I mean, and even I am guilty of it sometimes. Or there's this other one that I like to point out to people. Do you remember the riddle that they taught you in school? First of all, here is how the solar system is set up, right? My very excellent mother just served up 9 pizzas, right?
Yes.
The Mai is Mars, right? Very excellent is Venus and Earth. J is Jupiter. Stay with me. Yet in the nursery rhyme, they tell you the girls go to Mars to get more candy bars. And somehow, the boys go past Mars to Jupiter. And all they gonna do is get more stupider. And what? we you never heard the riddle?
No, I never heard that.
Riddle. Yeah.
The girls drink Pepsi to get more sexy, and the boys drink Coke. They wanna learn how to smoke. Wow. You never heard that?
No, no.
It's subliminal mind conditioning.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we teach these boys to take abuse. We teach them when they fall down, you say, shut up, get up, don't cry, right? Because that's supposed to be a test of your manhood. These kind of things, are they reaching men?
It is a task, I can tell you.
Uh-huh.
In a sense, you could even go out to the saying it's like pulling teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you stated, men don't congregate like women do.
Mm-hmm.
But based on your analogy just now of the nursery rhymes, there's a theory right now, a study was done by Promundo on a theory called the man box.
Mm-hmm.
And the man box is a social construct box where males are placed into to be able to stay in there and only do what society tells you can do. Like you put, say, the psychologist who don't know how to change the tire. He wasn't told that he's supposed to change the tire because he only went to school to learn how to be a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the man box, it says, you cannot cry. You cannot say you're the wimp.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be the provider, the protector, and all those other things as attributes that they say males are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
When you do something outside of that box, society have a problem.
Okay.
And that problem is, when you put a man or anybody in a box or in a corner, what is it you expect them to do when they get angry?
They have to retaliate.
And when you get angry, this is what happens now. You come out of that box, you're frustrated because you were confined.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're conditioning your mind to do other things, it might be positive, but because of the frustration, you're angry and react out. So now you say, oh, see, and I tell you he had a problem? When in reality, you subjected me to this type of way of living. As you were saying, so society needs to first be more forgiving and understand if someone is different or wants to do something other than what you normally would want them to do, we still should be able to accept them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and right now, where we're dealing with men, men are right now conditioned, as you say, to do basically fun, like going in the barrooms, going into the barber shops, and just talking to their peers to a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we ain't talking. So when I do presentations, I speak to our women specifically, and I say, listen to me. Because you know that men don't talk, except for three places. I named two, barbershop and the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the bar room.
Mm-hmm.
Those places, when men decide to talk, especially in the bedroom, they need to start listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because when men are subjected to not talking, they don't talk anymore, especially if they're hurting.
Yeah.
Let me share something that I experienced 2 years ago, which was so unfair to men. Henry was a part of it. We were doing some training on gender-based violence and sexual violence prevention. It's a citizen security and justice program. It's a program put on by the Ministry of National Security.
Okay.
In this presentation was, you are a man if you take care of your children. And if you don't take care of your children, you are a boy. It was like 10 lines. And Henry could tell you, I got up and I said to them, no way, I can't agree with this. How are you going to tell me as a 50 plus year old man, because I am not taking care of my children or child, I am a boy. I say, do you apply the same thing to a female? Because there are women out there not taking care of their children. My point was that we don't pull men to that level. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it for women. We don't expect to do it. We're not asking you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it for a man. Because this very same program I took in the prison last year, Kendra and I, rite of passage, we spoke to 25, this is the first time this program was held, 25 sex offenders, 25 men charged with sexual crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we shared. And when we reached that part, and I just opened it to them, and of course they had a problem, right? If anything, we should have said, you are responsible if you take care of your children. And if you're dumb, you're irresponsible.
Yeah,
but don't call me a boy. Because
yeah.
And Henry will tell you in the class, I said, hold on now, I'm a 50-something-year-old man, and you're trying to tell me if I did not take care of my child, I am a boy, does not make sense. So I'm just saying, I'm supporting what you're saying. This is why I said my nonprofit is called Uplifting Men. This is why we know God has called me into prison. Because when I go into prison, I am encountering men who are at the lowest. They can't fall no lower. And I'm not there concerned about what you do. I am there like Christ did. He meets us where we are and lifts us up. So I join you and Henry that we got to pull up our men. Share positive reinforcement. Don't tell me what the man ain't doing. I'm not interested in hearing that. I am interested in saying, here's what we could do to take him from where he is to where he need to be.
What are some of the challenges that you would say are most pervasive among our men? I hear the issue of communication. I argue that one of the reasons men don't talk to women is because women keep trying to make men women. You keep trying to make me understand your woman version, and it doesn't make sense to me, right? You want me to do this thing and that thing and this thing and that thing, and if I did all those things, I would be the perfect woman. I would certainly not feel like a man.
You know, Levon, I was in a discussion with our present new director, Khalif Philippe, in the Department of Gender, and she said, Mr. Johnson, you know, when I was growing up, my mother had me doing a task, and while I was doing that task, she had me doing other tasks, but my brother, she sent him outside and had him do one task. So I said, what you getting at? She said, I was trained to multitask. My brother was trained to do one at a time. And he was not given another assignment until he was finished. Whereas she was told to do multiple things at one time. And today, as she recognized that as a medical doctor, that is not being told or shown to us, specifically as men and females, to say, hey, women are showed and taught to multitask.
Yes.
And men are told to do one task at a time, and when you complete it, start the next one. So that discussion needs to be had. Whereas at the end of the day, we have a full understanding that men are totally different. Just so they want to use the Mars and Venus theory, fine. But know that we are different and very distinct individuals. So at the end of the day, let us not have to say, why you have to be like this? But let us amicably discuss that we could come to a solution that we could understand and agree.
And I think sometimes women are unduly unfair to men, and I'll tell you why. It's because, like you said, our training makes us different. Our wiring makes us different. So you cannot necessarily judge me the way you would judge a woman. Like you cannot expect from me to not have aggression in situations of aggression because that is how I was taught to respond to aggression. And so a lot of times you find women say, I don't want to talk to him. He always would get upset. It's because you come at me at a level six. So I'm now responding to you at a level seven because I am taught as a man that I ought not never let the aggression in the room exceed mine. It's called dominance, right?
And
you see it all throughout our society. But women, they then turn to their trigger, which is their emotion. And now, when you cannot weaponize emotions against a man. Because when you do that, you completely frustrate and confuse this human being, and he has no clue what to do with himself.
I got an example to give you. I got a call from a gentleman, and he said, Dave, I was trying to reach you last night. I said, well, what happened? He said, man, listen to me. This woman will not allow me to go to sleep. I said, what you talking about? He said, because I go on in the kitchen. I came out the bedroom. She just went her mouth. So I left the bedroom. I went in the kitchen. She behind me. So I left there and gone someplace else. So I said to him, what's happening? He said, Dave, we had our differences. He said, but Dave, I was tired. I worked hard all day. All I wanted to do was get something to eat and just rest. So Dave, her mouth would not stop. He said, Dave, as a male, the only thing left for me to do was I could have lashed out at her physically. He said, but Dave, I knew that was wrong. I know it would get me in trouble, and I didn't do it. He said, that's why I was ringing you last night. I said, I appreciate that you didn't respond in that manner, and we were able to talk, be able to share. But I'm saying that to say, men find themselves in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
They need the help. And thank God, he was different.
Mm-hmm.
But women need to recognize, he said she really, really pushed him,
mm-hmm.
would not stop. And no matter how much he tried, all he wanted was rest, get something to eat. He said he was even into boarding her at night.
Yeah.
He just was tired. He wanted to go to sleep.
How are we filling in the gap for the gaps created by society with regards to men and emotionalism, right? Let me tell you what I mean. I oftentimes say to people, and I use these names loosely, so take no regard. If Glenys Anna Martin decided she wanted to be prime minister as an unmarried woman, no one on the planet would have a problem with that. She's a strong woman. She's independent. She's forceful. All the other things. If a single man decided, well, I want to be prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where your wife? He ain't got no children. No, man, something ain't sound right with that.
Yes.
If a woman decides she can go to... I have some friends who been in college so long, the only thing they could be practicing for is to be the teacher at the college, must be, because I don't know which other job they want. But you know what people say about them? Oh, one thing better, she focused now.
Yes.
She ain't letting none of these man sidetrack her.
Right.
She into her education. That's an educated black woman. You let a man go to college, Christ help him if he stay in there longer than 4 years. This is a weightless boy. We don't know what the hell he can do in this
right.
college
yeah.
all this time, wasting up his mom money. He part of him as he got $1 million they hiding there, because this boy, look, he ain't ever coming to the college. A woman decides, I want a mother. And I don't care. Because let me tell you what they are now doing. They are now making surrogate daddies. What do I mean? You've been married for 4 years, the baby 3 years and 10 months, and you in divorce court at 4 years and 1 month. All you wanted to ensure was that nobody could ever say you had this baby out of wedlock. And so you prostituted this man. That is what you did to him. With no regard for his emotion, how is society closing those emotional gaps? Because when you decide to do it as a woman, society makes an excuse for it. When I decide as a man, you know what, I don't think I would make a good husband, but I think I'm a really good daddy and I will have children. You know what they say about men? Oh, this man, look, he just will make babies all over
yes.
the place. What kind
yes.
of man is this?
Yes.
And so society sets, and I'm sure women will state cases where society is unduly unfair to them, but it appears that in the issue of emotions, there is a massive vacuum between where the woman operates and where the man operates. We've got to go to a break. It's Levin Miller. David Williams and Henry Johnson are my guests. We talking about man things. Yeah? I like it. Don't move. We'll be back after the break.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hubert Edwards Global, in collaboration with Dr. Dave Burrows and iRise, presents the 5th Annual Success Summit. Under the theme, Success Keys to Transform Your World. December 3rd through 4th, 2 days of transformational experiences with dynamic presenters from the Bahamas, Nigeria, Canada, USA, and Jamaica. You can't afford to miss this mind shift moment. 5 scholarship grants, 2 leadership awards, 1 live changing event. This is a virtual event, so visit www.nlsolutionsbahamas.com for more details. This is what you've been waiting for. Success Summit 2021.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I appreciate you for staying with me, leaving Miller's. Yeah, they still get me Wally, y'all. I don't know what I do to have Wally 3 days back to back. I think I should go play the lottery today. If I got good luck like this, in a sense, I just wasted doing radio. I might still go play the Powerball. Wally 3 days back to back. Did something burn down? Anyway, so I'm going to tell you a little secret about me. No, very few people know this about me, but I'm going to tell you. It is one of my life's prayer to be a widower. Yeah, swallow it. It's true. It's because I feel like that is the safest place to survive or to live as a black man. See, once you've had the woman and she dead,
mm-hmm.
you could now get away for the rest of your life with saying, well, you know, I was just, you know, God take her home.
Uh-huh.
And now you could go do anything you feel like. And nobody cares because no matter what you do, they can say, ah, Lord. Ah, look, from that woman dead, he just, oh, Lord. You want to pray for him?
Yeah.
But that is what men have to resort to. Like, men don't get emotional support. They will give you sympathy.
Yeah.
They will give you judgment, right? Like, they would prefer to feel sorry for you. Ah, Lord. Rather than, tell me what you're going through. They want to feel, and maybe it's a woman thing, they want to feel like they either somehow mothered you into it or rescued you from it. And that is one of the worst places to try to get a man to operate. And I know that we always think about camaraderie and congregations for men, but what are we doing to close emotional gaps?
You know, we study after study is being done exactly on how we could close gaps, especially when it comes to men.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, as you state, man don't listen. Man don't talk,
mm-hmm.
man is hard head. And these are the things that are stereotypical to men particularly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you always hear, the only thing man wanna do is get angry and probably fight.
Mm-hmm.
So to close the gaps, we as males, because we know how to talk to each other,
mm-hmm.
if we truly put the emphasis in it,
mm-hmm.
we need to reach across the aisle to talk to our brothers, our cousins, our uncles,
mm-hmm.
hey, if you're having an issue, you know, I have the same problem. The way to resolve it, let's sit down and talk and see how amicably we could come to a good solution.
Mm-hmm.
What has been happening is, taking nothing away from the men who have a social,
mm-hmm.
take a little drink here and there, that's fine. But how many times do we sit down across the table and actually have a discussion
mm-hmm.
to say about the things that really irk us? That we could say, we resolving it talking among men. We may say these things when we get a little tipsy, but did we resolve the issue?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to do more things in a calm-headedness environment to be able to come up with good solutions to benefit not only ourselves, but another brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like how Dave say, uplifting men. Because
mm-hmm.
if he's down, ain't nothing you could do but pull him up.
I'll tell you something that I think is interesting. That, again, another Levin theory. I believe sometimes the soulmate you look for as a man ain't a woman.
Okay.
Sometimes, believe this or not, if you think in your mind well enough, there is a man that you know that knows more things about you than any other woman you've ever known. You tell him everything. And I think men need to find that. Like, they need to look around for this my diary. This my walking, talking human diary. The boy probably know the pin to my ATM card. And a lot of times, we teach men that they shouldn't be getting that close to man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know me, I wish the government would let me marry more than one woman. So you know I don't like man. But sometimes, I think the soulmate that men look for, and this may again be unfair to women, could only be provided by another man. Because when I talk to him, he hears my language. He understands my... It is like if you try to go into McDonald's in China and ask for a black coffee with no sugar, but you do it in English, that may completely frustrate you, not because McDonald's doesn't have coffee or because they don't have sugar, but because you and the cashier cannot connect. And a lot of times, that's what I think man and woman issues are. you are not hearing what I am saying. You are hearing what you've interpreted. And that's not what I said. And many times, I've noticed, men and women get into discourse, right? Because I'm a local community watering hole ambassador. So when I'm at the local community watering holes, man just come there and talk, but they woman.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the primary complaints is, I tell the woman, pick up the children from school. The woman asks me if I think she ain't got nothing to do. Or I talk to her like she ain't got nothing to do. I mean, I never say you ain't had nothing to do. I say, get the children. Oh, well, I tired of being a slave. Who call you a slave? When did anyone call you a slave?
Communication.
But it's because we translate languages differently, men and women. And so my advice, I am no psychologist. You could take this and throw this completely in the garbage. Sometimes your soulmate is another man.
That's the first time I hear something like that.
That's the gospel according to Levi.
Amen.
Let me read a couple of these texts. Let's just answer this one. They still there, Wally? Let's take it. Good morning, caller. You're on. Call it up.
Spoke me a while ago.
Hey, what's up?
With that soulmate business. So I want you to know that I'm also from Mini Street, you know, adopted.
Mm-hmm.
93, where three of my children were born. At PMH, of course, but our address was in Mini Street. We were there until 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have some good guests in the studio. And we should complement each other, male and female. We should learn our different languages and understand each other. But be careful with that soulmate business.
All right, appreciate it. Well, you know, here's what I tell people, right? I feel like we live in a society where women spend so much time trying to be like me rather than being special to me. Because if you're special to me, then you could have, that unlocks the man that I am, right? And men operate well now. But let me get a couple of these text messages in because people may want to talk to you. If you want to call in, 3236, why do I not know the number? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. This here says, lovely balance of views, bro. The destruction and emasculation of the male is heavily pushed out there. Great, amazing show. First of all, seeing men, what does this say? First of all, some men are their own worst enemy. I'm a woman and ask a pastor if nowadays, if men are the weaker vessels. Men love power and authority, and it's called a man's world. So men need to be the change they need to see. Establish and empower their platform. Put God first and life will follow. Okay. This one just says, I have a friend on alcohol. How can your guest help?
He's on alcohol?
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like 85% of the Bahamas. But let's see if we can get him some help.
Yes.
Where does a man grappling with his, his affinity to alcoholic beverages, how does he get help?
Well, first you need to reach on and admit, because anybody, she could want him to get help, but does he want help?
Mm-hmm.
It first starts with him admitting that he have an addiction.
Okay.
From there, engage himself by saying, okay, I'm going to seek this help now. And when that help is found, he got to commit to it. So you have many organizations who you could be able to do it. In fact, I'll talk about Teen Challenge with Dr. Eric Fox.
Mm-hmm.
He deals with men with many addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right there off, what is the?
Marshall Road. Yes.
And he's also, you could reach him, I think, at the Urban Renewal Commission.
Okay. Is there any desk at your office that deals
yes.
with? Okay.
Well, at my desk, if you contact me and the Ministry of the Social Services and Department of Gender at 397-8600, I could then get information and refer you to the relative base that you need to get your help, if that is what you want. Because trying to force someone to do something that they do not want to do, it don't make no sense.
I agree. This here says, Levin, if you don't take care of your children, you are worse than an infidel. So if someone called you a boy, you should do better and not make excuses. Endure hardness and stop complaining and push harder. I hear you, text writer, but I think I think it is, again, one of those vacuums that exists. A woman doesn't take care of her children. Oh, my God. You know, maybe she suffered trauma.
Uh-huh.
A man don't take care of his children. He's a weightless nothing.
That's correct.
He's a good for nothing.
Yeah.
And I think we ought to... Children should be taken care of. Yes. Man or woman should not take care of their children. Right. But I don't know if the judgment ought to be so diametrically opposite in the case of man and woman. Let's take this phone call. Good morning, caller, you're on.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, and good morning to your guests.
Good morning,
Zali. I just want to put a little twist onto this conversation this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have so many programs that is so much women-focused. There are some men programs out there, but they are not as widespread as many of the women programs. How about the women sometimes, perhaps, grab the mantle and do a program where they would invite the men to come in and actually have a discussion from a man's standpoint and a woman's standpoint and find a common medium where the understanding of what makes men men and makes women women would become more relevant. I think this is the missing component that a lot of people fail to see. And we need to dispel the misconception that men are not vulnerable at times as well. It's not a sign of weakness. It's just being human. And this is a lot of things that we as men are guilty because we portray this image that we are Superman. We don't have emotions and feelings. We don't have our anxiety attacks and stuff. And we need to portray it. It does not mean it's a sign of weakness. And I believe that's where some compassion from a lot of these women would then come into play. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it very much. Let me get a couple more of these text messages out. It says, if you don't take care of your children, you are still a man. You are just not a good man. That I can agree with.
Yes.
This here says, great show as usual. Remember the song Sausage in there. Of course I do. This says, hi, men need to stop thinking women are their property. I think that is a human thing. Because women like to think man belong to them too.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, and not just property that they could abuse and victimize. Because you could sexually abuse me by withholding sex from me because you know I need that. That's called weaponizing sex, right? Yeah. And y'all should stop taking advice from these womanish men, because some of these men I know. Let's take a phone call. Come on and call, you're on.
Hey, Mr. Miller, what's up, my brother?
Hey, do it.
And good morning to your guests. Some of our counterparts who are men need to come with these little boys too at half your age. Mm-hmm. Take on responsibility as a man. Mr. Miller, I can tell you something and you guess this.
Mm-hmm.
I am in my early 50s. I have never hit a female in my life.
Mm-hmm.
In my life. I have never disrespected a lady by telling her a part of her body part. Well, we had disagreements and arguments. But if you're a man, be a man.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that, DeWitt. Gentlemen, we got about 60 seconds. Please give us those dates, give us the venues, give us the things that are happening, and tell people how do they find you.
Well, as of tomorrow, Thursday, we're having the youth forum. Mm-hmm. At the GW, which is the on
Chapel
on the Hill.
Okay.
Tonic William Dallin from 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
We're having the youth forum where they're going to interact with better relations between the youth, the male and the female.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday morning at 10 a.m., we're having the Right Honorable Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, coming to give awards and remarks at our fourth installment of the International Men's Day.
Mm-hmm.
At the Sports Center, on the wall, you would see a mural of International Men's Day, which is the only one in the world out of all the 80 countries that are observing it. The Bahamas is the only one that has it.
Okay.
And it's north of the Road Traffic Department.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday night, we're having an adult forum where the adults would engage in how to have better relations between male and female.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6, out at the Bozeman Town Park, we're having a social for men engagement. So all men are invited to come and just come and support.
Give them your numbers.
My number at the mail desk is 397-8600.
My number, you can contact me at 433-6917. That's my personal cell, 433-6917.
Appreciate you, gentlemen, very much for coming. Let me say, Don't try that nonsense in the hood I grew up in. A special shout out to the doctor, Carlos Reed. I'm Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. I know, you know, the world knows. They do it all day. Don't move. They've got the news. That happens next.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through.